my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services, and welcome back to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. We have a new voice on the podcast this week, Monica Bernal, one of our ESS advisors. Monica, please tell us about yourself.
Hey, Berkeley Engineers. So I'm excited to be here today on the podcast just to talk a little bit about Triple R with you all. I've been on campus now for 6 years. Prior to this, I worked in the fall program for freshmen and before that in the College of Letters and Science. But I've been doing advising for over 10 years. So I love working with Berkeley students. You all are so amazing. My current caseload includes EEC students and MSE students. So shout out to my MSE students, woo-woo, and EEC students K through O, because you're a really large group, so I do not advise you all. So, but our other ESS, our EECs advisors are great. So Brian and Olivia, shout out to them too. So just excited to chat with you today and kind of go over some tips for how we can make the most out of the time remaining in the semester.
Thank you so much for joining us. And so we really want to talk about Reading, Recitation, and Review Week, which a lot of you probably know is either RRR Week or Dead Week. So, Monica, what exactly is RRR Week, and when does it take place?
So, Triple R Week takes place December 4th through the 8th. So this is considered the very last week of instruction, although there aren't any course or any classes being held per se, but we do consider this the last week of instruction. And really what Triple R Week is exactly in the title. It's for reading, it's for reviewing, it's for recitation. So for some of your classes, that might be more helpful, for others not. And so basically what the university has said, hey, this is a time where our students shouldn't be processing any new material. It's just a time for us to review, reflect, and get ready for prepare ourselves for your upcoming final examinations.
And so what kind of things should you be doing during RRR week? Is there places that you could go, or do faculty usually have classes or study groups or any kind of things like that that they do?
So depending on your courses, there could be a lot of things going on for Triple R week, or a faculty could just be having you use this time for your own. So typically we do recommend if a faculty member is holding a review session or extended office hours, that anything that your professor is willing to do for you during Triple R week, we highly encourage you to attend. So that's first and foremost. If you're in a larger course where there's a graduate student instructor or a lab course, there might be something where they're going to be giving you an opportunity to just bring your questions or kind of listen to another student's questions. So kind of a more standard review session in that fashion. We would definitely encourage you to participate in that. Otherwise, it might be a chance for you just to meet with your study group on a regular basis, or to kind of review problem sets together or review previous final examinations if that's available to you. So that would definitely be one of my big tips, is if you are taking a math course or any kind of course where the department has previous final examinations available to you, even if they're from a decade ago, go ahead and print those and take the time to kind of review them, but also do some of those problems or write out those questions yourself or with a group, ideally maybe separately, and then meeting with a group to kind of collaborate. But that would be the best way to use Triple R Week, although students use it in a variety of ways.
And I know one of our other advisors in the office said that they really suggest you taking Dead Week to review the final exam schedule and make sure you know when, where, what time your exams are.
Definitely. I think that should really be one of the key ways for how you structure your Triple R Week, is to go ahead and look at every single one of your classes and see when your final exam is, which one is first, which one is last. Look at the gaps. Do you happen to have like a final exam on Monday, one on Wednesday, one on Friday? Is one very late in the evening? Is one really early in the morning? Are they stacked upon? Or do you have two final exams on the same day? Ideally, when you were picking your classes, you would have taken note of this to make sure there were no conflicts. However, that is not always the case. So we do encourage you to kind of work your way backwards. So like, let's just map out. So you should map out your finals week first and foremost. That's going to give you a great idea. Then that's going to give you a chance to kind of structure your Triple R week. Since there aren't any classes, the first thing you might want to structure in your Triple R week when you're doing time management is any review sessions led by the faculty member. So go ahead and block out those times so you can get to those. Second might be any review sessions or office hours by your GSIs. You'd want to put those in. And then what you're left with is the time you'd want to coordinate with your study group or yourself to study for the finals the next week. But if your finals week is very well spaced out, you might already know that, hey, I have an extra day in here to study. So that could help you when you're structuring your time management.
And so I know for studying here in Bechtel that we've got a couple different places that you can study, because we've got Garbarini Lounge, we have our Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, and then they have an expansion where they 240 is going to be open at least in the afternoon most of the week. So do you know of any other places where students could go and study?
I definitely want to highlight the CAE, because that's the name is just a mouthful and I'm already self-conscious being on the podcast, y'all. So I'm just like, But I think that's a great place to go, because I think just there's really good energy there. And I think if you're feeling tired at home or your roommate situation is a hot mess, like coming to CAE, I just want to give it a plug, because everybody's going through what you are. And sometimes you need to be in community just to kind of feel that energy of studying. So definitely check that out. But also just the regular places. So Free Speech Cafe, the library. I think a big part is knowing how and when you study best and the types of environments that are going to permit you to succeed. So maybe think about the semester if you're a brand new freshie, to be like, okay, what exams did I really rock? And like, how did I study for them? And what was that like? And know that everybody is different. So you could have your roommate who does all of their studying in study groups, and that just really rocks their world. And maybe for you, being in a study group isn't that helpful. If it's not that helpful, it's totally okay to minimize the amount of time you spend with your study group. But I do think in general, knowing what other people in your class are thinking can be a helpful tool. So you probably want to get at least a little bit of that in. Also, in engineering in particular, with our EEC students, there's so many things that are project-based. So that's just kind of the name of the game. So, but I think taking this time to think about throughout the semester, what exams have you really done well for and what permitted you to do well is so critical. And also know it's a journey. If this is your first round of finals at Berkeley, be patient and gracious with yourself. You're going to try some things and they might not work, and it's not going to be the end of the world if they don't.
And the library, I think, has extended hours during Triple R week and finals week.
Yes, most of the libraries on campus will have extended hours, but just because they have extended hours doesn't mean that you should live in the library. I think you want to go home and sleep in your bed and still get 7 hours of rest. Sleeping is really important. Please don't stay up for 48 hours, because that is how you end up at the Tang Center. Like, no joke, I know it's funny, like, oh, crazy all-nighters, this is college. But you know, your health, your mental health, your physical health are so important to us. It's important to your faculty, your GSIs, and really part of doing well during finals is like staying hydrated, getting enough sleep. I mean, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. You want to get as much studying in, but like try to at least get 6 hours. I mean, I know you're used, so maybe 5.5, but don't go under that. I think, you know, getting rest is so important for you to feel awake. And also just taking note that some of you might have 7 to 10 p.m. finals this year, and that's going to be a big change. So thinking, well, maybe I'm going to sleep in a little bit later, and kind of if you're not like an evening person, or if you have an 8 a.m. final, like be sure to like plug in your cell phone, have it charged into the wall, have it far away from your bed, because you cannot sleep through a final. There are no exceptions. You will get a big fat F that way. So I think, you know, be sure to set your alarms properly, like have your mom call you if you need to, or your dad, or a loved one. I think it's a great time to put things in place, because, you know, I've been on campus for 6 years, so I have heard of every single thing that can go wrong during a final. Will, not to scare anyone, but I think putting things in place, or just like having an agreement with your roommate to be like, hey, I have a final this time, can you just make sure I'm up? Those things can't hurt.
No, I think that's a fantastic idea. Make sure you get a backup wherever you can get the backup.
Yeah, if you need to plug in like a old school alarm, I mean, I know you all probably don't remember what life was like without cell phones, but there's this thing at Walgreens, it's called an alarm clock. Its sole purpose is to tell you the time and to wake you up. You can like set it to the radio station, a jam, whatnot. But if you need to get an alarm clock, maybe even do that. So you just feel like, okay, I'm up and ready, because you know, most of the final exams, if you show up late, they'll let you sit, but they're not giving you any extra time. And if you just miss it, you miss it.
And one of the things I really wanted to focus on was, if you, for some reason, are staying late on campus, there are a lot of options for you to get home safely and get to your car safely or be at the bus stop safely.
Definitely. I think campus safety is something that's a hot topic right now. We're talking a lot on campus. And so I think utilizing Bear Walk. I definitely think if you're going to the library late at night or CAE late at night, ideally if you can go with a friend, or even if your friend, let's say you live in two different res halls, you walk to the closest person's res hall and then they call Bear Walk for your colleague or friend so they can get back to where they're at. I definitely think one of the patterns we're noticing lately, unfortunately, in campus crime is it's happening adjacent to campus, and it's happening to students who are traveling alone. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that. The other thing I would say, if somebody asks for your backpack, and I know that has your laptop and all your hard work in it, please just give it to them. Please give them your backpack. Please give them your wallet and just, like, let them smoothly get away, because you are so much more important than your laptop or the project on your laptop or your cell phone. So I think just we don't want any harm to come to you if you do get caught up in one of those situations, and then, you know, immediately make it back to campus or the library or someplace where you can, like, call and get help. But that being said, you know, given the fact that Berkeley is an urban setting, like many universities set in New York or set, like, in Chicago, campus crime does happen. It's not unusual, but we want you to be safe. Also, too, if you something does happen, because finals week is always crazy, if something happens to you, like, a night before your final, like, you do get somebody takes your backpack or something happens like that, you can write an email to your advisor and to your faculty member. And we obviously, if you're shaken like that, we will help you to try to negotiate the scenario. If something severe happens enough that you don't feel that you can take your final in the condition you're in, don't feel like you have to go into a final exam very shaken up. We'll work with your faculty member to get you supports. That's definitely why ESS is here.
Yes, definitely. So if you go to nightsafety.berkeley.edu, if you have a question about any of the services that are offered, it's all listed there, because there's Bear Walk, there's a night safety shuttle, there's even door-to-door service if it's really late at night. So please check out nightsafety.berkeley.edu.
And I definitely think that if you're listening right now, like, pause or pull out your phone and go to Night Safety and just automatically save those numbers into your cell phone. Even if you don't need them, you might have a friend who needs them, and then you're like, hey, it's on my phone, let me just call them for you. The other really great thing is, like, Uber, if you are a second, third, or fourth year student who lives off campus, mm-hmm. Uber or Lyft, I mean, I know it's a little bit of extra money, but, like, they also now have Uber and Lyft pool. But I don't think it hurts to pad a little bit of your budget if you want to stay late on campus to be able to, you know, take one of those. I mean, there you have to pay for it. Paid shuttle services back to your apartment, because I think it's just your safety is definitely worth, like, the $7.
We want to talk about the SLC and the tutoring services they offer.
Definitely. So I think the Student Learning Center, great resource in Chavez. I know we have so much great tutoring that happens in ESS for you all already, but the Student Learning Center will be continuing their tutoring schedule. So especially for those of you who are in a humanities or social science classes, or if you just are looking for some last minute math tutoring. The other place to check is for our Froshies who are living in the res halls, or if you're a transfer student in Max Martinez, your academic study centers may still have tutoring during Triple R week. And so you can check in with them to see if anybody is coming or continuing their regular tutoring schedule as well. So I think although the offerings kind of start to be pared back because the expectation is kind of you're ready on your own, we still have some resources around campus for you to check out. So definitely another great thing about the SLC is also if you're just looking for an environment that's a little bit louder than the library, where there are people around, if you're someone who thrives in that type of studying energy, just mm-hmm. even if it's being with your laptop and your headphones in, but having people around for you, the SLC is a great place to be.
And so is there anything else that we missed or didn't talk about for RRR week?
It's a little bit of a downer, there are a couple things I just want to highlight that also happened during Triple R week that are a little bit more directly related to engineering advising that we have mm-hmm. happen. So December 8th is a deadline that you should mark in your calendar. And the first is for exceptional change, which is our blue petition. So for our engineering students, anyone who has an exceptional request, so whether it be a late add, although, like, I hope, fingers crossed, you are not trying to add anything, because that would be – we can chat about it. If you want to add something, you need to, like, right now log on and make yourself an appointment. But if you have a late drop request, all of those need to be submitted by December 8th by 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. So this is our more traditional blue form. There's also our green petitions, which is your one-time kind of petition that you can use at ESS with some criteria that you may or may not fit. So if you feel like you have a green petition or a blue petition request, those need to be submitted. So not just talking to your advisor, but you need to actually submit those petitions by December 8th at 3 p.m. And I just want to say that, like, we understand that you are students, but you're also a person first. You have family, you have friends, you have jobs. Many of you have so many things going on. I'm continually impressed and surprised. And so we know life is happening. So if anything out of the ordinary is happening in your life, if you have become sick, changed medication, maybe you have some personal issues that have been impacting you inside the classroom that are happening outside of the classroom, a family member's ill, you lost a job, any kind of those things where you kind of are just feeling on the fence about, please make an appointment. And if your advisor's busy, like you can't get an appointment online, send them an email to come in and talk about it. Because I think sometimes what happens is you may not realize that you have a good case for a late drop given on what's going on. And I think just if the earlier you come in, the better it is for us to help you. And the other deadline that does happen is on December 8th, is that's also the last day to withdraw from the fall semester. So if there's something that's so severely impacting you that you won't be able to pass your courses, or you feel you need a little bit of time off from the university, December 8th would be the last day to do that. There are some things that would you would potentially have to sit out for the spring semester, but I say this not to deter you from coming in to chat with us. I just say it so you kind of know, but I think this is like a really great time to have a dialogue, especially as people are getting to go away for break. This is a great time to come in and touch base with your advisor and be like, hey, this is going on and I don't know how I feel about it, or you know, I'm wondering if I have a case for this potentially. And I mean, really, we're here just to support you in any way we can and help you best understand your options and to best support you. So I think those are big things. If like something is just going on that you kind of haven't been able to get your mind around, or if something really out of the ordinary happens in the next 2 weeks, which, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, I'm lighting my candles, that doesn't happen for any of you, but you know, life happens. So if it does, please, please come in. That's what we're here for, just to like talk to you about it.
Thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us about Reading Recitation and Review Week. I really appreciate your time, and I really had fun with you on the podcast today.
I know, me too. I do have one last pro tip, and my last pro tip is just don't take Triple R Week to, you know, mess around. Like, please don't go to Tahoe and ski all week, because like that is not going to do you any favors. So that was my last thing is, we do, I know it's like a cush time and maybe you really want to go home and study with your family, and maybe if that's like you're just, you know, one-on-one studying works that way, but I'd really strongly encourage you all to like take advantage of Triple R Week and be here and go see your professors and immerse yourself. We give it to you for a reason, just to kind of wrap your mind around all the amazing concepts and teaching you were exposed to this year. So Triple R Week, it's no joke.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to the next time you're on with us.
Definitely. Yeah. You're going to all do so well on your finals. So just be confident. Like, we support you. You're amazing. Don't doubt yourself. Don't believe the hype of the person next to you. So yay, go Berkeley Engineers.
And thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next semester. Thank you.